Monday, November 20th, VO2 max. I'm sure I've spoken about it here on this podcast before, maybe even done an episode on it in the last couple of years. As I've mentioned, I can't keep track of all this shit. It's been a while now, so you're gonna get some repeat performances here. But the reason I bring it up is just wait, let me before, if you missed that last episode, that may or may not happen in the last couple of years. VO2 max is the volume of your oxygen, essentially. It's like how much oxygen can you get in your body during physical exertion, essentially. And it is, by all accounts, one of the best predictors of longevity. Now, I could see some arguing the little correlation versus causation thing there, because people who may have a great VO2 max and therefore live longer are people who are exercising more and taking care of themselves more. There's probably some of that there. Nonetheless, it is a metric that matters. Just think logically, the more oxygen you can get in your lungs and your body, you're probably going to do a little better, which is why breath work is important. Anyway, there are ways to train and increase your VO2 max, which don't take up that much time and you don't need to do it that often. So I've heard, I assume it's from Peter Attia, blanking off the top of my head. Anyway, I did a version of VO2 max training, like what the protocol is to increase your VO2 max training today, at the end of my workout. And it should be at the end of your workout, not at the beginning. And what Peter Attia does, it is Peter Attia. It can be kind of any cardio. It could be sprints, it could be a treadmill, it could be a bike, it could be a rowing machine, it can be the bike that I did today, which I'm blanking on the type of bike it is. It's where you move your arms and you're on the bike and you also move your arms back and forth. I can't, and it's like the wheel is kind of like a fan. I can't believe I'm totally blanking on the name. I used it today, literally this morning, and I'm not even stoned. Whatever. You can use any type of thing you want. And his thing is once 1 to 2 times a week, but once is enough. 4 minutes as hard as you can go. 4 minutes easy. And repeat that 4 times. So you're basically sprinting and then taking as much time as you need, which is usually the amount of time you sprint, to ideally get back to where you're ready to go as hard as you can again. And if you do this once a week, let's say your VO2 max should increase over time. Being that the no name bike thing is fucking hard, all I did today was 1 minute hard, 1 minute rest, 1 minute hard, 1 minute rest, and I did that 4 times. And then, a little bit of warm up and cool down afterwards on the bike. But I've done it before with a treadmill, but the treadmill's broken at my gym. And then I did, 2 minutes on, 2 minutes off. So like you can play with a little bit, but ideally you want to get to the point where, it's a half hour of your day, basically, right? 4 times 8, 4 sessions, four hards, 4 softs, times 4 minutes, so it's about 32 minutes. And if you didn't know about it, you should work it into your workout routine, because oxygen seems like a good idea, and the more you can get in your body and your lungs, it's probably beneficial. So take that to the gym and go at it.